Hey there, would you like to hear some good news? If so, stop your scroll for just a couple of minutes, because seriously, I had this on my mind today just for you. Here it is. No matter where you are, what you're facing, and as a result, what you're feeling, God's love for you is big enough to handle it. You are so incredibly loved, even if in the middle of this day, you are facing loss like you've never known, or frustration that is to the brim and you're close to losing it. Even if you're isolated and lonely, aching for those that you love, maybe you feel like no one cares, or the financial burden is just too great and the fear of the unknown is bending you to the point you feel you may break. Know this, God sees you. He loves you, and the good news is He can handle whatever you are feeling right now. That truth gives me this overwhelming sense of freedom and peace to just be right where I am in the middle of this. Sometimes we're not okay, and that's okay. Listen, it's been a roller coaster of emotion. Yesterday, do you know what I did? I worked in my flower bed, and not just pulling weeds, no, I got heavy duty and pulled out the electric hedge trimmer. Friends, if you're struggling today, go pull some weeds and take any frustration you may be feeling about this virus, about social isolating, about homeschooling your kiddos and cooking more in the past few weeks than you have in the last few years. All the things, all the emotions and fears and unknowns and frustrations. Take it all out on your hedges. It was the best therapy, seriously. God created us to feel. He created us in His image and put these hearts within us to love and feel. And at times they are broken and full of fear and anger. All throughout the pages of the Bible, men and women were angry, afraid, alone, and frustrated. Jacob wrestled with God. Job shouted. And Jonah, he ran away. Listen, over and over, we see God's faithfulness and love meeting them in every emotion and feeling that they faced. I love Ecclesiastes chapter 3, where we see there is a time for everything, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. Some of us are sheltering in place with our families and doing all we can to laugh and keep our sanity, while others are sick and struggling or have experienced great loss. Here's the truth. No matter where you find yourself today, Romans 12:15, rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. All of the emotions you're feeling are okay. No matter where you are, know you are not alone. No matter what you're feeling, God can handle it. Trust Him with your heart and give it all to Him. Everyone around you is facing the same ebb and flow of emotion. Through it all, God is near. That's the truth. Be His hands and feet over the phone or over Zoom by being there for one another and loving each other in whatever emotions rise today. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. And know that God sees it all and is with us in every moment. I'm Lori Klein.